the Wheeler Place. Henry and Cora and their family moved here to the Wheeler Place in 1914. The previous 2 years they had lived at the Lesh Place, where Fred was born and which we'll visit next. The Michael family lived at the Wheeler Place until 1920. 3 children were born while they were living here: Ethel Caroline Michael, Henry J. Michael, and Minnie Lorraine Michael. Mary died here at the age of 6. All of the family had to work very hard, both on their own farm and for neighbors. Russell remembers, "There was plenty to do for us boys, helping with the chores, planting and harvesting, etc. Ross and I worked part of the time at the Sengfelter Orchards, later the Alloway Orchard, now the Sherman Creek Orchard." But the boys weren't the only ones working. Rita Faye Michael Foster remembers, "I was 11 years old in 1916, and I worked that summer for Grace Alloway, taking care of children, preparing vegetables, and doing dishes for $1 a week. Then in 1918, when I was 13 years old, I was cooking for a crew of 20. There was no electricity or water in the house. I carried water from the irrigation ditch which was near the house, heated it in the reservoir attached to the wood range, had to clean and fill kerosene lamps every day, as well as sweep the floors and make the beds. Bought and prepared food were unheard of, so I baked bread, pies, cakes, and cookies in the old wood range, cooking for 20 people, 3 meals a day. At that time I was getting $5 a week. I have always been a small person, and I weighed only about 75 pounds at the time." Pause the audio recording here, and make your way to the next location, the Lesh Place.